Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 23, 2023. Ways to reach the future. Comment: you said that you were once offered to find out what would happen to you in the future, but you refused. My response: yes. What's the point? It is said, do not practice divination or tell fortunes. Why should I do this if by doing it I am robbing myself spiritually? I don't want to know the future, I want to make it myself. I want to go to it blindly. It all depends on how I aspire to it. Question: isn't this moment when you supposedly go to your future by yourself an illusion of freedom? It is programmed anyway. Answer: the future is programmed but not the way to achieve it. For example, you go to school. It is absolutely certain that you will finish it. But how many times you will sit in which classes, how many strikes you will get and how many A's or D's depends on you and no one else. Therefore, it is not known how future states are achieved, because it is in your hands. There are only two ways to achieve the same state at any given time, the good way or the bad way. Let's say you come to work and you have to do it. You finished, got a reward, and went home. And so it is every day. But how you will go through this path from beginning to end, depends on you. Either you will learn how to pass it well and quickly and implement it easily because you understand that this is necessary, good, and beneficial for you, or you will be driven forward with a stick to happiness. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is memory? February 21, 2011. When there is no answer to the question about the meaning of life. Question: modern life is built solely on receiving an education, getting a good job, starting a family, and other similar steps. What is the ideal path of development of a person to change the corporeal orientation to a spiritual one? Answer: if a person does not have the opportunity to become eternal, that is, to overcome the bar of death, then this life either does not initially make sense, or we need to make it the way we are constantly trying to do, to forget ourselves in this life. We forget ourselves in it and lead an ordinary life. We show an example of how a person reaches some heights, how he does not pay attention to death, how he accepts his old age and death in a natural way, and so on. So, we do everything just to accept our life as something normal, proper, natural, and accepted by everyone, and that is why we do that. In no case do we ask the question of the meaning of life. We do not show the end of a person with the question, what is all this for? We keep this to ourselves always because we do not have an answer to this question. But gradually we begin to go deeper into nature, and this is what the first Kabbalists did, who immediately asked the question, what is happening in nature? Because they have not yet been clogged with modern technologies and current diseases. Eternal, perfect, infinite nature does not create anything in vain. Every cell and every organ is in cause and effect development and in addition to others. We see clear laws in it. But where is all this nature? After it created so many things, what does it do with its result, with her most complex object, the human? Nothing. We see that everything connects, constantly rushes forward, and then an edge disappears. What is going on behind this invisible barrier? Where does everything disappear to? Kabbalah begins to reveal the next dimension to us. Nothing disappears. The animalistic part dies the same way plants and animals die. We, however, as the crown of all development, go further. We must, from what we have been given, create above our animalistic part the next part, which is called man. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is work? March 29, 2011. A Kabbalist's dissatisfaction. Question: were you ever in danger that you would not progress to the spiritual state you have now? Answer: of course there was. Is my current state the end of all correction? I am not happy with myself. Maybe I seem like someone who has achieved everything, but for me, this is completely unsatisfactory. I am not being modest, but I actually feel that way. Today I do not feel myself more perfect than the 5-year-old boy that I remember myself as. Then the question of the meaning of life burned in me, and I felt tiny before the vast universe. We had our own house, a large yard, and a garden. I liked to go out into the courtyard at night and look at the stars, and I did not understand where I was. I must feel what kind of world this is. But not what is around me, all this life, some kind of fuss and emptiness. Of course, today I am not in such a state. I feel the worlds and our world relatively, I compare them with each other and understand where I am. But compared to what is opening up, I feel as one who completely has not achieved the desired. The fact is that a person consists of two voids, two kelim, vessels, the one I am in now, and the one that is being revealed, the future state. Today I have a certain part of me, which is filled with something and gives me some knowledge and qualities. This is my current vessel. At the same time, my next vessel is opening, an empty one, in which incomprehensible questions are asked, and in which there are all kinds of sensations and emptiness. This next vessel in me is very large. This suggests that someday I will fill it. Ultimately, this will be the case for everyone. But this vessel is very pronounced in me, emptiness rings in me, and therefore bothers me. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Leitman's Dissatisfaction, March 6, 2011. Flawless Pleasure. Question. What does it mean to enjoy for your own sake or for the sake of another? Answer, when the vessel, desire, soul, must connect with the light in mutual filling, and at the same time gives the source of light, the Creator, pleasure from being able to and wanting to receive light and enjoy it, and the Creator enjoys from giving, it turns out that everyone fills each other. This is a true, real combination with each other. We must advance to this. Learn it from the spiritual world, and transmit it to our world. Then our sexual attraction will be boundless and infinite in accordance with the spiritual attraction. Question. So now all people are using this property completely incorrectly? Answer. They use it on an animal level. Question. Why is sex considered one of the evil properties? Answer. There is nothing wrong with it. Kabbalah does not speak of sex as some kind of vice. What is wrong with it? That I have sexual pressures and I satisfy them? It is just that people put all this in some stupid framework, came up with paid, free, platonic and cynical love, graduated to Kuhn and Kant. From the side of nature, it is not like that at all. From its side, we are given the opportunity to fill, enjoy, and satisfy. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is sex? February 27, 2011. Desires of a Kabbalist? Question. What are your desires as a Kabbalist? Answer. To see the world corrected. Really? After all, a sense of hopelessness awakens today in the world more and more. Of course. This is terrible and disturbing because hopelessness threatens us, with a terrible explosion. People do not understand what kind of explosion this is when humanity will simply burn. A person cannot extinguish himself, he will slowly burn out. Moreover, this is not just a physical fire, but a slow burning out from the inside, like with radiation from the consequences of nuclear explosions. This is horrible. A person will be gradually charred. I convey these physical states in such words that we understand. Moral suffering will be much worse. People have no idea what they are playing with. They believe that some kind of explosion is a solution. They do not understand that if such an explosion occurs, it will be too late. I am very afraid of this. You see, I am not at the age to be afraid for myself. I feel sorry for humanity because along with this, it is a very simple, easy opportunity to bring itself to an ideal state, to eternal perfect life. Here it is in front of us, we just need to raise our heads a little. When millions will be engaged in it, the methodology will immediately become clear. It could not be more understandable if it is the destiny of hundreds of thousands of people. But when it becomes the destiny of hundreds of millions, then it will instantly become clear for everyone. If 200 years ago a modern car had been shown to a person, he would not have been able to drive it. He did not have these skills: pull here, twist there, press the pedal here. Now, however, a child gets behind the wheel and drives because this is the destiny of billions of people. Therefore, it becomes the heritage of all. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is wealth? March 24, 2011. Why are we given communication technologies? Question: does modern technology, meaning mobile phones, social networks, and everything else, have some kind of spiritual root? Why did technology develop in this way? Answer: today humanity is developing only in the direction of communication and connection with each other because it is pushed to this by the upper governance. What difference does it make to me why I should be connected with the whole world? Why do I personally need that? I would rather eat and sleep first. Family and children are in second place. Then there is work, salary, and so on. But why do I need this whole world? Why do I need to know what is going on here? Why do I need these 8 billion bugs that are just swirling about in front of me? But the thought of the upper governance is to bring us to a state of universal interconnection. Therefore, look at what is given to people: SMS, emails, iPads, and so on and so forth. Why do we need all this? To ensure that we were tightly connected to each other and could not get away from it. Gradually, we will discover a great emptiness in this and realize that we must change this connection. After all, we will not be able to get away from it, but we will be obliged to change it. This is what we are being led to. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is technology? March 20th, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora. What is the difference between material joy and spiritual joy? We feel joy from material fulfillments when we fulfill our own desires. We feel spiritual joy when we fulfill other people who were initially strangers, but who we then turn into our loved ones. We thus rejoice in their fulfillment. The difference between these two kinds of joy is that material joy comes from fulfilling our own desires, which is limited, while spiritual joy comes from fulfilling others' desires, which we feel is unlimited. Why do we feel limited fulfillment in material joy and unlimited fulfillment in spiritual joy? Material joy comes from fulfilling our self-aimed corporeal desires where we can only fulfill ourselves. These desires are thus limited in volume, and consequently, in the amount of the force of joy in its sensation. In other words, our lives are limited by the size of our world, that is, our perception of reality that we receive in our five senses. When we start fulfilling others, we reach a degree of limitless fulfillment, where we gain a sense of eternity and perfection. However, we can reach such a degree on condition that we love others, that is, when we are ready to fulfill others endlessly, because we then simultaneously connect with the upper force of love, bestowal and connection. This upper force gives us everything we need in order to fulfill others. We then channel this upper force through us to others as they become our most beloved and desirable people. Accordingly, we gain a boundless opportunity to fulfill everyone and feel great joy by doing so. Spiritual joy is thus the feeling of an immense and eternal joy that we feel when an endless stream of pleasure passes through us, giving us a feeling of the spiritual eternal life. In order to reach such a degree, we need to first start loving others. Love your neighbor as yourself is the main commandment, because if we approach it, we then advance optimally towards spirituality and come to fully realize ourselves. If we make no moves toward loving others, then whatever we do in our lives drifts away in its transience. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is Joy? With Cabalist Dr. Michael Leitman on February 27, 2011. Written, edited by students of Cabalist Dr. Michael Leitman.